Welcome to this surprise edition of the Swim Swam podcast. I'm joined by Swim Swam editor-in-chief, Braden Keith, Swim Swam correspondent, Tori Hart. Tori sprinted back to her room as soon as possible. She was out on a run. Braden has hat hair, hence why he's wearing a baseball cap. We rushed together as soon as the news broke that Katie Ledecky is moving to Florida. She is leaving her longtime home with Greg Meehan at Stanford University to join Anthony Nesty and his Florida Gators in Gainesville to continue her training for the 2024 Olympic Games. She will also be volunteer coaching with the University of Florida team there. Guys, do we think this is a good move for Katie Ledecky's swimming?
This is the kind of the post-Olympic reinvigoration that we needed to kind of kick the news up. It's been a little slow the last few weeks. I think it's a great move. Nesty's distance group especially has been on fire. He hasn't been working with the women as much, but I don't think that's going to be a problem. We know the data on female distance swimmers into their mid to late 20s. So I don't know if Katie will ever break a world record again, which means, when you're Katie Ledecky, you've got to break a world record to be peak Katie Ledecky. But, if she's going to get back there, I think this is the scenario where it will happen. So, I think this is a great move.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all in on this move for her. I think, when she got asked after her last race in Tokyo, like if this is it for her, if she's thinking about retirement, I personally was like, my heart sunk. I was like, I don't want to consider the idea that Katie Ledecky might have to retire at some point. And I think a little bit, if I'm her, I'm going, I've got to make a change. I can't get complacent if someone's even daring to ask me this question at this point in my career with how dominant I still am. It's time to switch it up. And I think it's amazing she just, made the move she needed to, even though she's leaving her longtime home and trusted coach. And we saw what Bobby Fink did at the Olympics. I'm just, the idea of them training together and what might come out of that, can't wait to see.
So I think I'm curious to see if Katie Ledecky at Florida is training for the 800-1500, or if she shifts her focus to 200-400, because besides Bobby, they've also got Kieran Smith there, right, who's done some things in the 200-400 that we haven't seen in the U.S. in a while. It seems like she has options, right? And Florida freestyle on the men's side. This is a lot of talk about the men's side, because the women's side, while they've had a few good years under Jeff Popple and they definitely have momentum, the men's side is where the reputation is. That's who Nesty has been coaching, and Nesty is who she's going to train with. But she has options there, right? Like she can, if she wants to focus on the 200, she can do that. If she wants to focus on the 100 so that she can be a big relay contributor for the U.S., with Caleb there and everything he's done, they've got that too. I think from a marketing perspective, this is really awesome. Caleb and Katie have different suit sponsors, but having them in the same place, even if it's in a literal swamp in the middle of Florida, not exactly an easy access point for marketers, but from the perspective of having them in the same place, I think this could be really cool for USA Swimming for a lot of reasons.
I was going to say, not to overreact, but if Florida wasn't already the kind of premier pro spot at this point, can't get much better than this. You've got the two biggest stars, in the United States, if not in the world, in one spot. One of them, obviously, extremely marketable personality. Ledecky, a little bit more on the quiet side, but extremely appealing to a certain crowd. And just to have those, all in one spot, incredible.
I think it's cool that this sort of an angle that I don't know that is going to be focused on a lot is that this, when this news broke, I got a few texts that said something like, oh, she's going to train with Greg Troy. It was, no, she's going to train with Anthony Nesty. So this is sort of the formal passing of the torch in some ways from Troy to Nesty, that one of the best swimmers in the world is going to Florida, not to train with Greg Troy, but to train with Anthony Nesty, who has already in short order proven that he is in that sort of rare coaching company.
And we're talking about training partners, and at Stanford, she trained with the guys, right? She trained with True Sweetser. We documented it. She crushed True Sweetser famously, in workouts, and to to get to see that, hope, you know, maybe to get to go and film that. It sounds exceedingly enticing, and to see how Nesty handles not only the Florida women's team, but now if he's going to have female pros as well, it will be interesting to see who, if anyone, follows Ledecky there under Nesty.
Have you booked your tickets to Gainesville yet? Because you're going there sometime very soon.
It's going to be exciting. And again, you know, I'm guessing, you know, they had time to spend together at Olympic training camp, at the Olympics. So, you know, who else might jump on that bandwagon? You know, you've got a lot of Georgia pros who are branching off and doing different things. They have that huge group. Maybe one or two go back. Natalie Hines has obviously had a lot of success at Georgia, but is a Florida alum. You know, it's like it's interesting. It might be interesting to see who follows.
And you mentioned True Sweetser, and unfortunately, I'm not privy to actually what his current status is, but he's obviously from Florida as well, has spent his summers training out there in college. And I'm just curious if that played a role at all in, you know, Ledecky making the move there and whatever connection she had. And I'm just waiting to get the inside story of how this went down, because I'm dying to know. I mean, it seems pretty obvious, but I just, you know, I want to hear it from one of them.
It feels like the perfect storm, right? There's like all of these things that go into it that this move just makes so sense. And there's one thing we know about Ledecky is that she's a very smart person. She's a very, I don't want to say calculating in a negative way, but, you know, she knows what she's doing. She manages her career. We, you know, the story on her going pro has always been, it wasn't as much about the money as it was the ability to control her own career. And so the fact that Ledecky is doing this and it just makes so much sense. Like, that all aligns with who we know Katie Ledecky is as a person.
And also, go ahead, Tori.
Oh no, I was gonna say it makes so much sense, but still for Ledecky just seems like such a shocker. You know, she does everything by the books. We don't really expect her to drop any bombs anywhere. Like, she's kind of been doing her thing for a decade now, and just, you know, even though this does make so much sense, it's still, I'm still sitting with just like how much of a shock it still is.
So one last question I have to ask is, we've seen the ceremonial title of volunteer coach before, right? Michael Phelps had it at ASU with Bob Bowman. Did he actually coach? Was he on deck? Yeah, you know, who knows? Who's to say? Do we think that Ledecky's actually, you know, going to have a stopwatch in her hand every once in a while, going to be giving pointers at practice now and then? Or do we think she's just going there to train, get ready for an Olympics? Is this title purely ceremonial, or will Ledecky actually be on deck, even if it's just once a week?
You know, I've been texting with coaches in the 30 minutes since this news broke. And a lot of their initial reaction from a coach who hadn't seen the news yet was, I don't know why you use a volunteer job on a post grad. It's a waste of a spot. You know, you've got all these athletes, you can get a volunteer assistant that will actually do coaching. And then I said, well, what if it was Katie Ledecky? And everybody's mood kind of changes. You know, beyond the obvious, which is you can train with the team, the school can pay for your travel. There's some logistical benefits of having her on staff. But, you know, having kind of a coach in the water, and I think Ledecky probably has the demeanor. You know, she's not very old in the scheme of the world. In swimming, she's kind of middle-aged, but in the scheme of the world, she's not a very old person, but she has sort of the demeanor and the attitude that you feel like could be a little bit of a coach in the water. But, you know, I think the reality is, you bring a kid on a recruiting trip and you say, Katie Ledecky is a volunteer assistant. She's going to be at all your workouts. She's going to be at all your meets. It almost doesn't matter if she's ever holding the stopwatch, right? Like, that's a big enough win from the University of Florida's perspective that it does. There's a few swimmers at this level that you would say it doesn't matter. It really just doesn't matter. And she's at the top of that list.
I think another thing.
Go ahead, Coleman.
No, you're good, Tori.
My first thought, yeah, absolutely recruiting. That's just such a, you know, insane draw there. But in terms of whether she's actually going to be on deck, I kind of see it for her just from, you know, what we publicly have seen with her. She's the post-grad that's counting for her teammates or for her former teammates during college meets. She's out on deck. She's cheering. She, you know, at least publicly, it's all about the team. And I, you know, I do see her doing this, and she doesn't strike me as someone who wants an honorary title. She wants to be doing it if her name is on it.
I agree with that sentiment. And I also think you just look at, as Nessie mentioned in the press release, you look at the experience that she has in the sport, who she's trained with. I mean, she transcends generations of swimming, right? Like, she has been on the national team since she was 15 and been training and beating men on the national team since she was, you know, 16, 17. And now she's in her early mid 20s and has trained with so many legends of our sport, has gained so much experience that it's like Braden said, even if she's just in the water training, like if a 19-year-old kid is swimming next to her, she's going to say something that they're just going to be like, whoa. And essentially she'll be, you know, like you said, coaching from the water. And she has that demeanor, like you guys said, to where it's like she's going to exude all of this just intellect and swimming knowledge that you can't not learn while you're around her.
Well, seemingly. So much of coaching is motivation. And if you can put Katie Ledecky in the lane next to your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, next to your college swimmers, and just have that like example there for you, that's a huge motivating factor. And if you have a coach that can do nothing else but just give your group a massive shot of motivation all the time, that's a big deal. Like, that's important. Even if she's not, you know, correcting techniques, maybe she will be, but even if she's not doing that, that's still a big part of coaching.
So it seems like a win for Florida. Seems like a win for Katie Ledecky. We'll obviously keep you updated on this story as it continues to fold out. And hopefully we'll give you behind the scenes looks at what a Florida training environment looks like for Katie Ledecky. But until then, keep it posted on SwimSwam.